There's a chill in the air and overcast skies on the day we meet John Strong, a tall, friendly IT manager who lives in rural Medina County. He takes us to his spacious backyard that's smack dab between an apple orchard and a farm. We can hear the wildlife calling to each other in the trees and see green apples dangling from the branches, almost ready for harvest. On this late September afternoon, it's finally starting to feel like autumn. But just a few months ago, the sights and sounds here were totally different. That's when local workers, as well as some from Texas, dug out the earth, cut down trees, and built the Nexus pipeline under the ground. It's a project that spans from eastern Ohio into Canada that will eventually transport 1.5 billion cubic feet of natural gas across 255 miles per day. That's the sound of construction in Strong's backyard.
It's an egregious violation.
Strong said he and fellow Guilford Township residents worked for many years to preserve area watersheds, and local farmers spent decades building up crucial topsoil. Since 1994, Strong's owned his land, but he feels he has nothing to show for it now.
If the EPA knew I was going to dig a hole in a wet spot, yeah, you know, they'd throw me in jail. Here comes Nexus, and they're going to put a compressor station in the middle of prime agriculture property that's not zoned commercial. Mm-hmm. And we as a community can do nothing.
It's not like they didn't try. Strong and others who opposed the pipeline voiced their concerns to city and state officials, as well as Nexus. These citizens even proposed an alternative route to keep Nexus at least 1,500 feet away from homes. Strong says ultimately politics had their way, and the pipeline was approved in October 2017.
I sound like a radical when I say these things, because it's true, though. They all have this little silo mentality. They're all good people doing an honest day's work, but they don't get it. It's a political agenda in every instance, and they don't play like this, and the people that lose are us, the little landowner, tax-paying, honest family people.
A short 40-minute drive from Medina will take you to Green, a city just between Akron and Canton. Just like in Medina, Green residents were disgruntled with the route of the pipeline. It was proposed to be built near schools, fire stations, and baseball fields. That concerned community members, as well as local officials, such as County Councilman Stephen Dyer.
We actually paid to have a study come in that showed that if you put it even further south, down by Navarre or something like that, put it right through basically unpopulated cornfields, still get your pipeline, still get your gas. It would actually add jobs because it would add miles to the pipeline, so the guys putting together the pipeline would have to work longer and have more opportunity to make money.
Pipelines are often regarded as the safest way to transport fossil fuels. The other options are truck, train, or boat, which all come with their own laundry lists of potential hazards. But that's not to say pipelines are necessarily safe. Spills, construction accidents, and eroded pipes are just a few of the safety concerns. Strong wonders if it's worth uprooting people's lands and lives. He said he and others were never active in local politics until Nexus came around. Councilman Dyer saw the same tenacity from his constituents in Green.
You know, what was clear at the time that the deal was cut was that the people in Green wanted us to fight no matter what. They wanted to fight. They didn't really, you know, they wanted us to win, obviously, but they didn't want to give up.
They didn't win, and neither did Medina. Green City Council voted 4-3 to settle with Nexus, giving the green light for construction to begin. But they're keeping a watchful eye on the project, and so are folks in Medina. New pipelines are being proposed in Ohio, like one in eastern Ohio, in Harrison County. Strong encourages anyone who doesn't want a pipeline in their backyard to take action and make their voice heard as soon as they can.
The biggest thing is you have to organize and you got to be early. You got to hit them as hard and fast as they hit you. You know, they didn't know what they were going to run into when they hit Medina. They learned real quick and they regret it to this day.
This story was produced by Anna Huntsman. Additional reporting by Lena Yost and Henry Palatella. The music is Turning Slowly. For the full multimedia project, visit echoohio.jmc.kent.edu.